Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome back to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes if you're looking for some wrestling in the next couple of days. Tonight, WCWO, like usual, at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. Defy Wrestling happening in our neck of the woods right here in Seattle, Washington. That show, I believe, sold out, so if you don't have a ticket, you're out of luck for Defy. ESW in Piedmont, Alabama. EOW in Port Richey, Florida. APW in Royston, Georgia. BCW in Elmhurst, New York. The NWA in McAllen, Texas. Tomorrow night, up in our neck of the woods, SCW happening in Bremerton, Washington. Also, Lucha Libre Volcanica in Seattle. RCW happening in Portland, Oregon. Wrestle Club in Nampa, Idaho. Big B Wrestling in Owensboro, Kentucky, featuring the great Doug Gilbert. FCW in Haleyville, Alabama. AWS in Southgate, California. APW in Statesboro, Georgia. SICW in Salem, Indiana. EPW in Boonville, Mississippi. CTW in Midlothian, Illinois. House of Glory Wrestling in Jamaica, New York. OSWA in Rockingham, North Carolina. VWF in New Eagle, Pennsylvania. MCW in Pikeville, Tennessee. Off the Change Wrestling in Berkeley Springs, Tennessee. TCW in Tyleen, Texas. And Wrestling Revolver in Forest City, Iowa tomorrow. So get out there, support all the local independents near you. Lots of great wrestling for the Memorial Day holiday. And without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show our guest. Very incredibly his first time with us, but Mr. J, welcome to the program.
Why so serious?
Because I'm seriously excited to have you on the show.
I don't know if I should thank you or not.
That's how every guest feels. Now, since today is your first time with us, we'll give you the first-timer's question. What led to you getting into this crazy business of professional wrestling?
What led me into this crazy business is, well, always being told I couldn't. I couldn't do it. Looks like I've proven everybody wrong. So what's so crazy about that?
Nothing. You've made yourself a niche here in the Pacific Northwest. You've definitely been setting rings on fire, metaphorically speaking. You asked me just a moment ago, and I've noticed you ask all of your opponents as you enter the ring or they enter the ring, why so serious? Do you think that your opponents shouldn't take you seriously?
Oh, no, no. See, the other way around. I'm asking myself why I'm taking my opponents so seriously. I mean, come on. Everybody that they put me against is a joke. And Zach Winters, when I come for that TV title, I'm going to make you a joke, too.
Now, Zach Winters is someone I know very, very well. I used to manage Zach at one point in time. He might be a little bit on the jovial side. He may not take things overly serious, but when that bell rings, He's an outstanding technician, great competitor. Do you think that Zach Winters might be one of your biggest challenges so far?
See, the last time me and little Zach Winters got in the ring together, Zach couldn't handle the laughter, the jokes, and used a belt across my head to win the match. I think I have nothing to worry about with Zach Winters.
Now, Zach Winters oftentimes makes the belt a little bit harder by keeping them in his refrigerator so they get frosty cold on top of being made out of metal. Now, at NWA Blue Collar, which is, I would presume, your home base, it's where you have a lot of your matches, there's been a lot of controversy the last few weeks because the faction has reemerged and it has dominated NWA Blue Collar for several weeks now. It's coming to a head at War Games this coming Sunday. Where do you stand on this whole faction debate going on at Portland's North Eagles Hall?
Where do I stand? I don't really stand anywhere. I just kind of sit around and watch. And this Sunday, watching War Games, and whoever wins, I'm just going to be there to pick up the pieces.
Now, the faction has not only dominated as far as running roughshod over a lot of people, injuring people, running people out of the promotion. They have had quite a few championships in that faction, if you'll pardon the pun. You yourself, I'm sure, looking for as many titles as you can get. Do you think that the faction needs to be eliminated in order for the title picture to become a little more clear? Because obviously they're running roughshod. They have Leon Knight as a sort of a puppet. Anytime it looks like they've lost a title, they'll get the match restarted or thrown out. Do you think the faction has to come to an end for people to get fair shots at the championships?
Well, see, with all giant creatures, the best way to end them is just to cut off their head. So once you beat one of their little champions, they will all eventually fall. And the biggest one of their champions, the BCW heavyweight champion, Big Vicious. Don't worry, I'm looking after coming for that belt too. So when I cut off that giant head, that snake will fall.
Al, you talked about the BCW heavyweight title, and it is a very important championship held by a lot of great competitors, but also regularly defended at NWA Blue Collar is one of the national traveling championships, of course, that being the Continental Heavyweight Championship currently held by Bad Blood. Is one of the traveling NWA titles something that is a goal of yours?
But of course, who wouldn't want to see the fabulous, the Clown Prince of BCW with that fabulous Continental Championship wrapped around his waist? And then I can take, well, my laughter, my jokes everywhere I go, along with that Continental Championship.
Connie does love to travel. Now, we talked about the titles here, and I'm sure they are high on your list of goals, but what would you say is Mr. J's ultimate goals in the entire wrestling business for your career?
Oh, well, everybody has to have an ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is, well, I am the Clown Prince of BCW. I will be the Clown Prince of the NWA.
Now, speaking of the NWA, it was recently purchased from Bruce Tharp by Billy Corgan. The ramifications of this, I don't think, have been felt yet. I think we'll see a lot of changes coming, perhaps. I don't know if Billy Corgan has an exact blueprint on what he wants to do with the NWA that he's publicly stated yet. What did you think when you got the news that Billy Corgan was the owner of the NWA as an entity?
Now, see, that, I'm not real sure how I should feel about that. A musician owning a wrestling company? Maybe, but we'll see. If not, then I don't know. I guess maybe Billy Corgan will have to have a little chat with Mr. J.
To be fair, Billy Corgan has ran a couple of successful wrestling promotions. He was the founder and co-owner of Resistance Pro Wrestling out of Chicago. He also was briefly in the ownership picture for Impact Wrestling, so he does have the experience. When you look at what you need to do to be successful in the NWA, do you think that you're going to have to maybe have some dealings with one of the more notable people within the music industry that is now trying to revolutionize independent pro wrestling, Billy Corgan?
Oh, come on. Everybody loves music. I don't think I'll have any problems.
What would you say is the percentage of people within the NWA affiliates that immediately switched their theme music to Smashing Pumpkins songs as soon as Billy Corgan purchased?
Well, the smart man will bet. I'd say a little more than 60%, but I'm not really smart, am I? No. I'd say right around 75%, because that's the crazy man's bet.
I could see 75% easy. I bet people just happen to be thinking for a long time of switching their music anyway. One of the things that you have done in the last couple of months that intrigued me greatly is you came out with a video. It was Mr. J's Funhouse, and in this funhouse, your guest was Big Vicious, the aforementioned Big V. Can you tell us a little more what the funhouse entails and when we might see new episodes popping up?
Well, what the funhouse entails is, well, me having a guest on my show and having fun with them, either with a little interview or maybe just some Mr. J hijinks. And as for the next guest, Mr. Lance Dean, oh, Mr. Lance Dean, you think you're a rebel? We'll see how you rebel against the next Mr. J's Funhouse, which will be brought to you very, very soon. Maybe we'll even see Lance in a wedding dress.
I can see that happening. Now, Lance Dean was on my own barely tolerable web show, The Sign of the Times, just recently. We made sure to point out that Lance Dean, very active on MySpace, he's the last man with a MySpace page, as well as having a rotary telephone at his house. Was it hard to get Lance Dean into the funhouse and get up to 2017 video status?
Getting Lance Dean into the funhouse is as easy as, well, I'm pretty sure that any man that doesn't willingly get into a van is easily coaxed into a van. As far as being on the funhouse and catching him up with new video techniques, it's not hard when you're already knocked out.
Very interesting. Speaking of the funhouse, that of course was shot on a location away from the North Portland Eagles. I could definitely tell that. Are you scouting locations currently? Are you going to be taking the funhouse on the road to various locales? Or is the funhouse going to be at a super secret location that Mr. J brings people to in order to film the funhouse?
My film house right now is at a very secret location that I will keep hidden, locked away in the darkest depths of what's left of my mind. As far as for it being seen in other locales, it will happen. It will happen.
One of the big things that NWA Blue Collar Wrestling has been working on the last year or so is building a strong women's division. The current reigning defending NWA Pacific Northwest Ladies Champion is Sunny Days. She's wrestled such challengers as Crashella, Bambi Hall, Casey Carlisle, Kelly Klein, all really outstanding competitors. From Mr. J's perspective, what do you think of the burgeoning women's division in Portland?
I find it quite interesting. The women's division has been, hasn't really been around in Portland a lot, but with Sunny Days and some of the other very, very fantastic female wrestlers that have been brought into Portland, I see, an arise, an emergence in women's wrestling that will put a smile on people's faces.
Looking at the talent that has passed through NWA Blue Collar to challenge Sunny Days, who do you feel has been the best female competitor that has graced the ring there, NWA Blue Collar?
Best? Well, obviously there's Sunny Day. She is our Pacific Northwest Women's Champion. But her toughest opponent so far has been none other than Casey Carlisle. Casey Carlisle is a strong competitor, one I would like to see come to Portland more often.
I would second that as well. Now, from time to time in our business, injuries are bound to happen, and I'm sure you're no stranger to injuries as well, just like any of us. What's been some of the injuries that Mr. J has had to overcome so far?
Oh, let me see. I have torn my rotator cuff. I've broken my ankle. I have a metal plate and four, five screws in my ankle. And I actually broke my neck a couple of years ago. Think those are all the major ones.
I will see your five screws and raise you two more in my ankle. Another thing that Portland has had off and on for the last several years is something of an, I don't want to say outdated, but perhaps an underappreciated art form. That is the role of manager. There has been some great managers that have passed through NWA Blue Collar. We're always looking for great managerial talent there. Is having a manager something that Mr. J would consider at this point in your career?
If Mr. J needed or wanted a manager, I would have come out with one in the first place. But don't think that I'm not looking, because I'm always looking for somebody to help me put a smile on your face.
Now, of course, you, like every wrestler, has to maintain ring shape. You have to be prepared to wrestle several times per month. The matches could go anywhere from just a very short couple of moments all the way into the 30 to 45 minute range, depending on the time limit and how the match is going. What's the diet and training regimen like for you personally in order to maintain your ring shape?
My diet, I really don't cohere to a scientific diet. I just do the crazy thing and eat what I want. As far as, well, activities and staying in shape, I get about as much exercise as they let me have at the sanitarium or whenever I get free.
I'm going to take it that means there's some unorthodox exercise programs that you entail during your training regimen.
Yes, that's what we'll call them, unorthodox.
Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT is standing by, and I know that QT has some questions for you, so Fez, help you as I pass things along to QT.
Well, thank you, Sandor. Hello, Mr. J.
Well, hello, QT.
Mr. J, I'm coming to you live from the Washington State Track and Field Championships for high school. They don't have a decathlon at this level, but they do in college. In college, they have the 110-meter hurdles, the 100-meter dash, the 400-meter run, the 1,500-meter run, the shot put, the javelin, the long jump, the high jump, the pole vault, and the discus. In my quest to combine track and field with blue-collar wrestling, would you be willing to sprint from the North Portland Eagles parking lot sign through the door near the ticket table, down a rubberized 15-meter runway, and then dive into the ring from a standard 12 feet, 4 inches, to then face your opponent, thus combining sprinting, jumping, and wrestling?
Well, don't you know, the more crazier it sounds, the more willing I am to do it.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say you have my approval to approach Tex Thompson with this rubberized runway. Okay, very good. Now, is there any chance that in the near future that you will discus punch Paul Moonshine? Discus punch.
Is there any chance in the near future that I will discus punch Paul Moonshine? And I like how you're putting the track and field references in there. It's really kind of punny. As far as discus punching Paul Moonshine, I'm not worried about Paul Moonshine.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. J, is it true that on Sunday, May 7th, that you had a BCW Cruiserweight Championship match against Eris Toretto? Toretto. Yes.
On Sunday, May 7th, I had a match against Eris Toretto, who is one half of the Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champions.
Oh, okay. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who your tag team partner was?
I did not have a tag team. It was a singles match. However, Eris Toretto is one half of the tag team champions.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. J, the BCW has had several wrestlers that have reached the lofty status of number one rank in the Turnbuckle Turmoil top 9 7/8 Northwest Wrestler Weekly Rankings. Among past winners have been Sunny Days, Big V, Eris Stretta, semi-dancing Tommy Celsius, and BCW guest star from Virginia, Casey Carlisle. How much would it mean if you someday obtained the number one ranking, which you never have?
A number one ranking? Well,
yes.
See, in my mind, I'm already number one wherever I go. But having somebody else tell me I'm number one is always nice.
Okay. All right. Are there any truths to the rumors that Tom Moonshine, during 1 5-week period in 2016, achieved the following ranks? Number 9 7/8, number 6, number 4 3/4, number 2, and then fell back to number 6 1/8. Having risen through the ranks and come so close, only to fall so far to number 6 1/8 that he took up drinking 2 quarts of moonshine per day. Are there any truth to those rumors?
We'll see. Paul's used to kind of climbing, getting close to the top, and then falling short. As far as it causing him to drink more, Paul's always giving somebody an excuse to drink more.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, Mr. J, it's been previously stated in the show that pioneering, full-blown, fuel dragster women driver Shirley Cha-Cha Modani had her drag racing feuds with Big Daddy Don Garlitz. My question is, in your opinion, would either Big V or Chief Atakula Kula be too heavy to post a good time in the quarter mile?
Both those men are big, heavy men. I don't think either one of them would post a very good time in anything other than eating a pizza.
Oh, wow, that's a strong word. Okay, all right. Would both these wrestlers be too heavy to win the Kentucky Derby, even if they rode Triple Crown winner Seattle Slough or Secretariat?
I think the horse would have a better chance of winning if they rode either one of those men.
Well, what would Paul Moonshine's be? Moonshine's time be in the 100-yard dash if he rode a mule? That's my question.
What would Paul Moonshine's time be if he rode a mule in 100?
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be sober enough to cross the line?
Well, I guess so. I'd worry about the mule's sobriety.
Either one of them, I don't think either one of them, before the race started, would be able to walk.
Well, I think the police at the event would field test sobriety the mule. Yes. They make him stand on 2 feet and try to touch the hoof to its snout. Yes. Okay, very good. All right,
yeah,
well, Mr. Kelly, do you see the faction One Day Wrestling the Glory Hole, of which one half of the Glory Holes comprises Christopher Rysik?
Do I one day see the faction wrestling with Glory Holes?
Yes.
I would like to see that match, but I don't know. The faction tends to choose its battles very wisely.
Oh, okay. Well, now, Christopher Rysik has somewhat of a ripped stomach, kind of like a not-below ravishing Rick Rude, what he once had. So he watches his diet very carefully. What kind of diet do you have at the sanitarium? The diet-wise, yeah.
What kind of diet do we have at the sanitarium?
Yeah.
Well, if you consider the slop that they feed us a diet.
So just plain old slop, not industrial strength gruel.
The industrial strength gruel was saved for the
holidays.
Saved for the worst of the criminals and holidays.
Oh, okay, worst of the criminals. I'm going to mark that down in our logbook. Okay, worst of the criminals. Mr. J, if you could travel back in time, how would you have done against the American Dream Dusty Rhodes?
I could travel back in time.
Yes.
And wrestle against the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. You know, honestly, don't have an answer for that. I grew up as a little smiling kid watching the American Dream. And so, yes, that is a question that I will ponder somewhere in the deepest depths of my mind and get back to you on.
Okay, kind of like under psychoanalysis. Okay, very good. Was the American Dream one of your idols growing up?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Mr. J, some guy earlier mentioned Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins and Resistance. He was a Resistance Pro Wrestling owner. Are there any truth to the rumors that you are going to establish Smashing Pumpkins song Tonight Tonight as your entrance music?
No, those rumors are extremely false.
Oh, okay. How about 1979?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there any truth to the any chance that Mr. J's Funhouse number 2 will appear on Sign of the Times first edition, first week of June episode? Any chance, Funhouse?
I do not know. I will have to get with the guys at Sign of the Times and see if we can arrange something.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there any chance that Crashella will appear on Mr. Day's Funhouse? Crashella.
I will see what I can do. I will get a hold of Crashella. I will have the sanitarium get a hold of Crashella and see if we can arrange a funhouse.
Okay. Now, is that a dog I hear running loose in the sanitarium?
I'm running who?
Is that a dog I hear running loose in the sanitarium? I heard a yipping or a yapping. A yip-yapping. Yes.
Oh. Yes, they let some of the other inmates out for their daily exercise.
Oh, very nice. So it's kind of like a therapeutic pet. Very nice. Okay, very good. Do you yourself have a wiener dog or a Rottweiler? That's a very good question. Wiener dog.
Terrible. I am more of a Rottweiler individual myself.
Oh, okay. Now, Mr. J, I'm working with Tex Thompson to put up a BCW record board above the concession stand. What records immediately jump out in your mind that you will hold in its first few months of hanging? What records will you hold?
What records will I hold?
Yes.
Honestly, I don't know if I'd be... I don't know if I'm a record-holding kind of guy.
I see. Well, how about fastest submission after chewing off a little finger? That could be a record.
Now, who's chewing off whose finger?
Well, I'm not sure.
Sometimes I do get hungry in the middle of my matches.
Oh, there you go. Yes, you can only fill up on so much industrial strength gruel at the sanitarium, and they won't give you seconds from what I hear. Yes. Oh, okay. Well, Mr. J, can you tell us when you're in action next? That's a big question.
My next time I am action will be this Sunday at War Games. I will be going one-on-one with one of these heroes. And well, being the super villain that I am, I will show these heroes that DCW is the place for villains.
Wow, all right, okay. Well, Mr. J, did you immediately grant the first person ever to ask Mr. J for an autograph their wish? Did you immediately sign a piece of paper, or did you go into a semi-state of shock?
No, I didn't sign the first couple of people who asked me for an autograph. I didn't feel that they were crazy enough to deserve one.
I see. Are there any Mr. J 8x10 semi-glossies out there?
Not yet. The sanitarium won't let me near the printer.
Oh, now do you have a 3D printer at the sanitarium? That's my next question. 3D printer.
Do we have a 3D printer? No, they won't. They're too scared that we will print shanks and shivs.
What is that? A chiv, I guess. A shank. Shank, there you go.
Yes.
I don't think they have any chive shanks. All right. Well, at this moment, I am now wandering back over to the high jump where someone just cleared 7-2 in high school. So I will turn it back over to Sign Guy. He's going to try to make a 7'4" high jump, which is pretty good for high school. Yes. So if you hear a roar of the crowd or a starter gun, yes, I'll turn it down low. Back to you, Sign Guy, at the state track mate, QT Votes. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Mr. J, one of the questions that fans everywhere have been wondering since you burst on the scene there in Portland. Years ago, there was a thriving artist that had his work printed in Pro Wrestling Illustrated every issue by the name of Mr. J. He did a lot of cartoon work and utilized a lot of wrestlers from the Northwest in those cartoons. Is there any correlation or relationship between you and the Mr. J of Pro Wrestling Illustrated fame?
No, there is not.
Have you been in contact with the aforementioned PWI, Mr. J, to see if maybe you can grace the pages of PWI in cartoon form?
I have not had the opportunity to be in contact with my namesake. I would love the opportunity to be even more cartoony than I already am.
Another question often asked, sometimes in the middle of the ring to the ring announcer, is there a Mrs. J that we might see make a debut with the North Portland Eagles?
Is there a Mrs. J? No, there is no Mrs. J. Just me. Just Mr. J.
That answers that age-old question. One of the things that is really controversial right now at NWA Blue Collar, we talked of the factions controversy, and this involves him as well. But Leon Knight won ownership of NWA Blue Collar Wrestling from Tex Thompson. He's the legal 1/3 owner of the company, but the faction won a match which gave them the rights to basically own Leon Knight. All of their decisions get piped through Leon Knight. He is forced to abide by their wishes. Do you think ever since Leon Knight won ownership from Tex Thompson that it has been a detriment or a benefit to the company?
Now, when Leon Knight first won ownership of BCW from Tex Thompson, it was a great benefit to the company. But now that Leon is, well, the faction's little bitch, it has been nothing but detrimental. And hopefully, at War Games, things change.
Now, Leon Knight, of course, still an active wrestler. He also has done management, ownership now. He's a man of many, many different hats within the wrestling industry. Depending on what happens at War Games, do you see Leon Knight as a potential rival for yourself?
All I will say about that is if Leon Knight is, well, crazy enough to step into the ring with me, he'll soon regret that decision.
Looking at the current landscape of professional wrestling right now, do you see a day in the future where Mr. J will be on the ownership end of a wrestling promotion?
Do I see a day where I might want to own my own company? No, because that means planning, experience, and, well, I'm just not the guy with a plan.
Everyone that gets into the ring has a day eventually where their in-ring career has to come to an end, whether the injuries just pile up or they just physically can't go to the level that they set for themselves, whatever the case may be. When that day inevitably happens for you, is there any other role in wrestling that you see that could be filled by Mr. J?
I think that I would, well, liven up the commentary booth, any commentary booth.
NWA Blue Collar Wrestling utilizes a commentary booth. Have they been in talks with you about maybe doing a guest commentary spot just to try your hand at that?
No, not yet, because, well, as you have reiterated several times, management is under faction control.
That is true. If things might change Sunday, and if so, I think the commentary table would be livened up quite a bit from a Mr. J appearance. Now, of course, you've been around long enough. You've been in the ring with a very wide number of referees. Refereeing is sort of an underappreciated art form in itself in the wrestling industry. Who do you see out there as some of the better referees in the area?
Some of the better referees in the area. There's always a sign guy. He's a very good referee, very tactical, very on the spot. Calls it right down the middle. Letting the crazies out again. As for a younger referee, I see with a lot of experience, Robbie Courageous is one of the better referees, younger referees, very on the spot, very aware of the situation in the ring. He's very good at what he does.
I would concur with that. Very much. One of the things that has been talked about in our area for quite some time, and it may or may not be happening again sometime soon, is television. Television is a great way to promote the product and bring people through the doors at your live events. Sometimes there's been television presence for NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. Sometimes there is not. Other promotions in Portland utilize television. Some of them do not. Where do you see television as far as its importance to professional wrestling, especially on the independent level in 2017?
As far as television being important to professional wrestling, you can get you having television is good locally. You can spotlight yourself locally if you have a local television station that is willing to spotlight you and your guys. However, a lot of guys use social media as an outlet to highlight themselves and get themselves more spotted on a more broader range.
Now, a lot of the larger companies, of course, use television. I'm talking about your WWEs, your Impacts, your Ring of Honors, but there are still a large number of promotions out there that don't have a television presence. Companies like CZW, IWA Mid-South, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, not necessarily on television, but they have a pretty large following of fans all across the country. What are some of the outlets that are available to promoters now in 2017 do you think might be underutilized by the majority of independent companies out there?
Honestly, YouTube. A lot of independent companies can really, really use YouTube. That's actually how I first heard of ROH and PWG. Was just scrolling through videos, and one popped up, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. And it was a preview for, I believe it was a few years ago, it was their Battle of Los Angeles 2013. And it was just, and that's all they needed. That's all they needed to get me hooked, was a 5-minute preview of their matches. And I mean, they don't put their full matches on YouTube. They say this is, you know, Battle of Los Angeles 2013 preview. You watch the 5 minutes of it, and they have, you know, highlights from their matches. And then they say, if you like what you see here, come to a show or buy our DVD, or I really, really think that is a good idea for other promotions to use that YouTube and social media. Use social media to your fullest advantage.
Now, social media is something that a lot of wrestlers and a lot of promotions struggle with using. A lot of them don't understand how to use it to their best advantage. Some people are rather irresponsible when using social media. What are the social media aspects that you use, and do you think that by and large wrestlers and wrestling promotions are using social media to their best advantage?
So I have seen some promotions that really do use social media, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you know, whatever other social media outlets they have to their full advantage, and remain professional about it. Hey, this is our show. Hey, this is me. I'm involved in, you know, if you want to watch me as a wrestler, this is, you know, my bookings are this date at this show, this date at this show, this date at this show. Those are the true professionals, and those are the people who fully deserve to use social media 100% to their, you know, to their at their will, and they should. It's the people who, another promoter who writes on somebody's, like if I had was promoting a show that I'm going to be in, say June 10th, I'm promoting the June 10th BCW Autism Wrestling Show. I have a match June 10th. I'm booked, and if another promoter, per se, asked me on a post that I say I shared the link, the invitation link to 500 people. In that share link, another promoter asks, hey, how come this other wrestler is not on the show? To me, that is unprofessional. That, for one, that shouldn't even be asked by a promoter to a wrestler. That's not my, do you know what I'm saying? That's not my expertise. I'm just the guy that gets in the ring and beats people up. If you're going to use social media, be professional. Always remain professional and courteous and humble.
Solid, solid advice. Now, speaking of June 10th on that autism show, I happen to be booked on that thing as well. What can you tell us about that show coming up?
The June 10th autism show, I had a challenge I accepted an open challenge by Mr. G. Anderson. Mr. Anderson wanted to challenge Mr. J to a tables match, which I gladly accepted. Mr. Anderson has backed out of the match due to medical reasons and has put in his place Madman. Well, whether it's Mr. Anderson or Madman, come June 10th, when it's Wrestling for Autism, I'm going to put one of them, if not both of them, through a table.
I've been put through a table before in my career. It's not the best way to spend a day at the office. Now, obviously you're branching out a little bit. Of course, this autism show going to be over in the Spokane area in Liberty City. You've gotten to Washington a little bit here and there, I believe, in your day. The state of Washington just got passed House Bill 1420, which was the theatrical wrestling bill. The hope and the dream of wrestlers in the state of Washington, as well as promoters, is that this will help allow more wrestling and easier access to wrestling by loosening up some of the very strict regulations we had to deal with in this state. Had you been following what was going on in Washington as far as the legislature?
I have indeed, and I was very, very pleased to see that Bill 1420 had passed, making it actually extremely easier for Washingtonians to enjoy professional wrestling in their own state, instead of having to travel to out of state to view or enjoy live independent pro wrestling. With that being said, with that bill being passed, you can expect to see more of Mr. J in Washington State.
I will be on the lookout for more Mr. J then. Hopefully that will put an end to the days of donations strongly suggested and or chair rentals.
Yes.
Well, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show, and I want to give you plenty of time. If there's anything that you would like to say to the listeners, if there's anything at all you want to plug and promote, your social medias, your upcoming appearances, your merchandise, your favorite dry cleaner, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
All right. We have this Sunday, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling War Games. Be there. You can come early. Get there early. The line is going to be a mile down the road. This thing is going to be off the hook. 5-on-5 steel cage match, tag team match. You do not want to miss this. Also included in that match is, or in that card, will be Lance Dean versus Sunny Days. If Sunny loses, she has to marry Lance. If Lance loses, well, we get to watch him walk around in a wedding dress. You will also see me in action versus some superhero or another. Also on June 10th, up as you said, up in Spokane, Washington, I will be there for the autism wrestling. I will be going one-on-one against Madman in a tables match. Do not miss that. That is, there will sell you the whole seat. You will only need the edge. As far as any plugs, any businesses, nothing really. I mean, like I said, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, every Sunday we're live. Come on down, enjoy the show. Every Sunday, hey, we're weekly. Come on down.
Mr. J, always a pleasure to hear from you. I look forward to more episodes of the Funhouse. I thought it's extremely well done, and I will see you fairly soon, I'm sure. Fans, Mr. J's outstanding competitor, very entertaining in there. Get out there, support him, support your local independents. We will be back with you on Sunday afternoon. We will have J.D. Mason on the program, I believe his first time. So join us then, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Tonight, move your body from left to right.